Clarinetist David Krakauer is receiving critical praise for his current group with its unusual blend of rock, jazz, and klezmer, the traditional music of East European Jews. In the mid-1990s, Krakauer garnered raves as a member of the Klezmatics, and in the 1980s, his classical performances earned him a following. Before that, Krakauer was a teenage jazz prodigy. He'll perform his Beyond Crossover recital at the Library of Congress in late September. From New York, John Kalish has a profile of a musician who seems to be able to do it all.
When David Krakauer finished sixth grade, he had been playing clarinet for a couple of years in the school band. At the suggestion of his clarinet teacher, Krakauer's mother got young Dave a jazz LP as a graduation gift. It was a recording by the great clarinetist Sidney Bechet.
I was just caught by that incredible singing passion. It was pure passion coming out of the instrument. That totally changed my life. And then I began to really feel like I could communicate with the instrument, not just play it.
Krakauer started playing jazz in junior high school. In high school, he was playing it professionally in Manhattan. But his mother was a renowned classical violin teacher, and Krakauer was being pulled in that direction. By the time he graduated high school, he had to make a choice. Since he felt that he hadn't found his voice in jazz, he decided to take the classical route.
I wanted to become a classical player, and it didn't actually come that easily to me. And so I knew that I had to focus on it completely. And so that's what I did for a number of years.
Just as he did with jazz, Krakauer threw himself into his classical studies. He spent his junior year at the Paris Conservatory and went to Juilliard for graduate studies, all the while performing with chamber ensembles. In 1984, as a member of the Aspen Wind Quintet, he won the Naumburg competition. He went on to perform with the DiCapo Chamber Players and New York Philomusica.
David is a phenomenal virtuoso. He's phenomenal playing Brahms as he is playing klezmer.
Joseph Horowitz is the former executive director of the Brooklyn Philharmonic and a concert producer.
I think he exemplifies, if we're lucky, what will become a kind of 21st century virtuosity that will help rescue classical music from itself. There's a desperate need for artists who break out of classical music and yet can also function within it. And David is a prime example of such an artist.
Krakauer played both traditional and contemporary classical music for 10 years. Then in 1987, his career took another unusual turn. He met some musicians with the all-female klezmer ensemble, Klezmedlach.
And they said, we're looking for somebody. Do you know anybody? And I just spontaneously said, I'd like to do it. The words came out of my mouth without even realizing it somehow. And I said, oh, wow, I think I want to play klezmer music. And that's how it started.
At first, klezmer was a kind of musical hobby for Krakauer. Klezmedlach played nursing homes and other small venues, but word of Krakauer's chops spread quickly in New York's close-knit klezmer community, and he was soon snapped up by the world-renowned Klezmatics.
Thank you.
David Krakauer stayed with the Klezmatics for 6 years before deciding to make another change. He formed his own band, Klezmer Madness, as a vehicle to express all of his musical passions, klezmer jazz and contemporary classical music. Krakauer's talent, says saxophonist Joel Press, is his ability to take old music, such as klezmer and classical, and make it his own, while at the same time creating something new on the spot. Press was the childhood clarinet teacher who recommended that Krakauer listen to Sidney Bechet. He's now a prominent figure on the Boston jazz scene.
He's an improviser. When he gets up there and plays, and when he really gets into something different and is surprised by his own improvisation, he gets into a zone. He transcends the usual solo that employs what you know, and he goes beyond that.
Whatever David Krakauer is, he's not just a dabbler. Music critics and fellow musicians point out that Krakauer is totally involved in whatever kinds of music he plays in his shows.
I feel like it's important in whatever music you do to be a real insider. And so I guess my recital is a sort of a challenge to anybody crossing over. Okay, if you're going to do a jazz album, then pay your dues and really be a jazz player. You know, if you're going to do a flamenco album, really be a flamenco player. That's my feeling about music, is to really, really do it.
Most musicians are lucky if they get one kind of music right. In the coming months, David Krakauer will perform with his Klezmer Madness Ensemble, the Tokyo String Quartet, and a new trio known as Crash Area, which features Krakauer's clarinet along with electric bass and hip-hop percussion. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.